Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast. Everyone sitting up straight? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. It's freezing here in the Ozark Mountains. We had a really nice drizzle of rain. It froze on the ground. We have a sheet of ice, and on top of that, we have several inches of snow. So those who are traveling on the roads, I think the expression is, if you have liability only auto insurance, stay home, because today is a full coverage auto insurance day. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Really, really well. It's gloomy out. We've got snow coming down. The cows are freezing. I hate it when it's like this, when weather is designed to be so miserable. And when I say designed, I mean design. We saw the chemtrails spraying, and bam, we got hit with a miserable storm. So for about 3 days, a couple days ago, they were spraying, and so it was a massive storm across the United States from Texas all the way out to Boston, maybe, and maybe even farther up north. And you're in it too, right?
Yes, we are. We have high winds, and it's pretty miserable out here. I think we'll probably get about 10 inches of snow by the time it's done, but it's really blowing and drifting. And we had the chemtrails Tuesday. It was blue sky, and I looked out, and it was started when the sun rose, and it was all day. They were crisscrossing all day.
Yeah, we got some calls here at the farm about the chemtrails, and it's like, wow, they're making U-turns. So they go in one way, and then they're turning and doing a 180-degree turn. So it wasn't just straight. Normally, it's just straight line, but now this time it was straight lines, crisscrosses, matrix, north, south, east, west, crossing every which way, and semicircular patterns, literally, and bang, here it is. So, class, if you think that we don't have the best weather money can buy, we got the best Congress money can buy, that's for sure. We've got the best government money can buy, and now we have the best weather and money can buy. And frankly, if they just leave it alone, it'd be a lot better. Kathy, that brings to the fore one of the things that I wanted to mention today. You know, we're talking about fertilizer prices going up. We, believe it or not, class, there are people who think that we have more oil than we know what to do with. That's not true. We are pumping oil out of the ground and have been for over 100 years at a fantastic rate. And oil makes plastic. Pretty much everything that you touch has some amount of oil in its content. And we're running out of it. We're doing stupid things. We're flying airplanes with very few passengers just to keep those commercial routes from being taken back by, let's say, the government, okay, or FAA. We have ships sailing and going no place. They're called cruises. And we are just making products that are disposable so we can make more products faster and sell more and more and more turnover in products so you keep buying more and more things to just fill up the landfill. Well, we're destroying the planet. There's no question about it. And there are now articles that you can find on the Internet that say exactly that we are squandering our oil. And it's insanity. It's absolute. There is no replacement for oil. None. And even if you think that you can buy a Muskmobile and you'll be free from the oil shortages that are coming, that's not true, because oil is used in Muskmobile tires and Muskmobile wiring and Muskmobile motors, and everything else that is in Muskmobiles is touched by oil, unless you don't want paint. You know, if you want your Muskmobile without paint, you can, well, glass, the window mechanisms, the window motors, the heating system, the drive motors, the braking system, the axle seals, the suspension parts, the heating system, the insulation on the wiring on the battery bank, all that is made with plastic, including the cases for the batteries. So if you think that you know, your Muskmobile is free from petrol, oil, it's not. Nothing is. Not even your curtains. Not even your keyboard. Not even your desk. Even the glue that holds the wood together, if you are fortunate enough to have a wood desk, that's made with petrochemicals. And the container that the glue comes in, that's plastic. So we're running out. We're running out of oil, and it's not going to get any better. It's only going to continue to get worse. And food is going to get more expensive. So you'll have to show me some product of food that is not packaged with plastic of some kind, whether it's the ink on the box, whether it's the glue that holds the bottom and the top of the box together, whether it is the plastic jar and the plastic lid and the plastic label. It is all made with some amount of oil, and we're running out of it. And you're hearing that right here. And I'm sure there are other broadcasts that'll say Vinny's lost his mind. Now he thinks we're running out of oil. Well, we are. And shale, you know, we've got shale in the United States, and we're drilling for it. But, you know, when you drill for shale, it's much harder. It's much harder to get the oil out. It takes more energy to drill it. It takes more energy to extract the shale, the oil from the shale. And the shale doesn't contain as much oil as a pool of oil does, because the oil's filled with, those cavities are filled with shale and oil. So do you think that we would be drilling holes in the earth to extract oil from shale if we weren't running out of oil that's just in pools? Do you think that? Kathy, any comments?
Well, we haven't been responsible with a lot of things, and all I can see is there's going to be more shortages, the price is going to go up more, and we better learn to try to do what we can and learn to substitute. I think we're in a mess, Vince.
And there's no fixing it. There is absolutely no fixing the oil problem. There is no such thing as a viable 18-wheeler tractor trailer that is electric battery powered. There's no such thing as a viable one. There's no such thing as an electric train that is battery powered. There's no such thing as a farm tractor that's battery powered. No such thing as a viable one. Now, there may be some prototype that somebody's experimenting with, and they can do maybe 1/50th the work of a diesel-powered tractor. But is it viable? No. So we don't have an answer. There's no answer. We're polluting the air, we're polluting the ocean, we're polluting the ground. And about, you know, Kathy, I was doing some work on Greg Lesher's back cover. As I mentioned before, he asked me to write the back cover. So I was looking at some numbers. So 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. Most of that is salt water. Of all the water that's available to drink, that would be about almost 3% of all the water that's on the earth is fresh water. Of that, I'm sorry, Yeah, I guess that's correct. Of that, how much is clean water? About 0.5%. So of all the water that's on the ocean, on the land, in rivers, in glaciers, in the polar caps, about 0.5% is available for us to drink. The other fresh water is either polluted or inaccessible, so far down we can't get to it, or it costs too much to take it from the poles, you know, the North and South Poles. So we're running out of water, too. And what do we do with the water that we have? We squander it. We do things like water our lawns. Gardening is something that you should use water for. But watering a lawn so that your lawn looks great in Arizona is insanity, in my opinion. If you move to Arizona, you should live like those who lived in Arizona live. Don't bring your East Coast mentality to Arizona and plant a green lawn because that's what you're used to. And then consume water that should be used for gardening and living and drinking. We are under constraints and attacks every way you look. Nothing's going right. Nothing. And I was in the shower this morning, and that's when I do some of my clear thinking, because we have a high pressure shower head and it uses very little water. But instead of just water coming out I don't know, 3 gallons a minute, it comes out with a spray. It's like shh. So I hear this white noise. And I was thinking about pollution, and I was thinking about cigarettes, and I was thinking about, you know what? There's a tax that I would like to see. Actually, it's more like a deposit. So someone buys a package of cigarettes, 20 cigarettes in a package that have filters. Those filters don't decompose for less than maybe 20 years, 25 years. So I think there should be a deposit on cigarette butts. So if you have a filter on a cigarette, there should be $1 per filter deposit. So $20 on a package of cigarettes, so that when you bring your filters back from the smoked cigarettes, you get your dollar back, less some processing fee. You wouldn't see a cigarette butt anywhere, except maybe the non-filtered cigarette butts. And they would decompose in, you know, maybe a couple months. I'm just sick of all the trash that we're throwing out. And in Michigan, there is a deposit on soda bottles and cans. And people used to, before the pandemic, would go pick them up because they could get 10 cents a piece or 5 cents a piece for the aluminum cans. You wouldn't see an aluminum can anywhere. Kathy, have you seen that? What I'm talking about?
Yeah, Vince. When we lived up there, we would do that. I mean, I would do that. You could get, I think it was cans. I don't know if it was the bottles too, but I know it was aluminum cans that you could get 10 cents a can for. And people would go around on the roadside with bags and pick them up or in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they do the same thing with cigarette butts too. You wouldn't see them anywhere at $1 a piece. We got some suggestions. I know Kathy's got some. She's got some prices. What's in short supply? And I've got some tips from the book. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, do you have some information about pricing and shortages and what you found out there that you'd like to share with the class?
Sure, Vince. Deli meat is running around $8 to $10 a pound right now, which is, I think, crazy, but that's what is running. The 6-ounce box of Jell-O is now $1.59. canning lids they're hard to find, but some places I see a price, but very seldom do I see the canning lids there. They have a spot for it, but there's nothing there. I've seen them for the wide lids. I've seen them go from $4.50 to $5 for 12 in one of them little boxes. I was looking at some of the ads, and they have a bread. It's called Dave's Bread. It's organic, and they'll have like multi-grain or multi-seed. That's now $5.79 a loaf. Oranges, those are in short supply. I have seen a few sales on those, but the one ad, they had 8 pounds, and one store had it for $8, another store had it for $10. But I have seen some of the ads be cheaper than that, but that was one of the ads that I saw. The big wide thing of foil that you can get, like it's your Gordon's or Sam's or Costco, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but that's up to $28 now. And I believe the last time I bought it, it was like $13 or $14, which was a few years ago. I have to admit, it's lasted me a long time, but I've kind of watched the price. And it stayed right around $15, $16, but it's really jumped in the last year. The Smithfield bacon, I saw an ad for that. For 22 ounces, it was $10. The Hebrew hot dog, one package, and there's normally six or seven in there. That was $4. That's really jumped. You used to be able to get, like, a pack of three for, like, $7, but now it's $4 a pack. And one of them, I couldn't believe the ad when I saw it. Sam's has a four-pack of graham crackers, and they run right around $8. And I looked at our Kroger store, and I couldn't believe it. For one of those boxes, for four of them, they went at $31. So if you know your prices, obviously, you can do better than that. But the other thing that I really wanted to mention, Vincent, you have knowledge on this more than me, is fertilizer. I called our local farm store, which is just a small farm store, probably about 5 miles away from me, and I asked them about different fertilizers. I said, do you have 13, 13, 13 or triple 19? They were all out. They didn't have any. And he did tell me that he didn't expect any till probably March, and he knew it was going to take a huge jump. So then I asked him, I says, well, what about others? I was just curious. I said, what about superphosphate? What about bone meal? What about malorganite? I'm trying to think of the other ones. But I asked him about, and he had none. And he said, with a lot of those, he said, they're not even on my list. I couldn't even get them if I wanted to. So, you know, Vince, I think we probably need to be prepared that we need to, like, either figure out how we can substitute if we can't get it, but even get it, because just in case we need it for growing, I mean, it's not ideal to use the synthetic all the time, but you know, it may be better than nothing if we need it. So I know you're more informed on that than I am, Ben, so I just wanted your thoughts on that.
I wouldn't say I'm more informed, but I have bought it. In class, Werner Bach, who has since passed away, USA Prepares instructor, told me on the air and privately about a study that was done regarding fertilizer and grass for pasture. And I don't have time before the commercial announcements at the bottom of the hour, but I'll tell you more about that when we come back. The study, what was found about commercial fertilizer versus organic fertilizer. And it's really interesting what happened. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
We remain focused on the evolving situation in Europe and Russia's actions on the Ukrainian border and in Belarus. As the Secretary said, the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with our NATO allies.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces conducted a successful counterterrorism mission against al-Qaeda targets in northwest Syria last night. There were no U.S. casualties. Local civilians in the area say the operation lasted about 2 hours and are claiming 13 people were killed, including women and children. The operation took place near the village of Atmeh, near the Turkish border. SpaceX successfully launched a classified payload into orbit for the U.S. government yesterday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The leader of CNN, that took it from a news network to an editorial outlet over 9 years, Jeff Zucker, resigned Wednesday after secretly having a relationship with a coworker. Former CNN commentator Jeff Lord on Fox News tells them what he knows about CNN.
You know, I went back and dipped into Ted Turner's memoirs. He, the founder of CNN, and he quite specifically says in his memoirs that he thought the media of the day, and this is circa the late 1970s, was biased. He mentions Walter Cronkite specifically, and he said he wanted a just-the-facts, ma'am, kind of journalism. Jeff moved CNN in the exact opposite direction, and full disclosure, I obviously benefited from that. I was a commentator. I was a Trump guy on CNN, which, of course, led eventually to my dismissal. And thirdly, by the admissions of CNN's reliable sources, and Brian Stelter, and I find this very fascinating, no less than former anchor and fired anchor Chris Cuomo is out to burn CNN down to the ground. Wow. That's pretty incredible here. They've got a whole lot of problems over there, not the least of which is sort of sabotaging the image of the mainstream media as impartial.
It should be noted CNN reported that it severed ties with commentator Jeffrey Lord in the summer of 2017 after he tweeted Sieg Heil at a liberal activist on Twitter. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So several years ago, I was talking with Werner Bach, and he was a farmer in New Brunswick, Canada, USA Prepares instructor, and he's telling me about this study that there was a comparison of commercial fertilizer versus organic fertilizer, meaning cow poop, horse poop, that kind of thing, chicken poop. And initially, the commercial fertilizer won. Vast improvement in growth of grass for cattle. And the organic fertilizer, the cow poop, chicken poop, and horse poop, took longer to get the vigor out of the crops, the grass. And ultimately what happened was the commercial fertilizer was like a drug, these are my words, to the grass plants. And they loved it. But next year they needed more. And the year after they needed more and more and more and more. And with the organic fertilizer, it took longer to get started. But overall, the organic fertilizer won the day. There was less soil compaction. And it was the sustainable best solution. Now, for your garden, if you don't have cows and horses and chickens, you're not going to have enough manure to get that garden to really grow without maybe getting it from another source, meaning buying it or finding some farmer that will give it to you. So the answer for having a garden to survive this mess that we're in, I believe, for most people, is going to be commercial bagged fertilizer in the 40-pound bags. And that comes in different ratios. Oh, by the way, a lot of the phosphate in fertilizer came from a tiny micronation called Nauru, N-A-U-R-U, N-A-U-R-U. And it's an ocean island in the Pacific, and it was the stopping off point for birds as they migrated. And for thousands of years, they would stop there and poop. And this whole island was dependent on selling the phosphate from the birds that used to visit the island. And it was strip mined. And so by the right now, the island is an environmental catastrophe. They strip mined the island. 80% of the surface of this island has been strip mined. And the phosphate is almost exhausted. Well, actually, 20 years ago, it was almost exhausted. So the strip mining ended, 20 years ago, for the most part. So now we've got to look for other places to plunder. So, by the way, Nauru, in the 1970s, had the highest gross domestic product in the world. If you count it by the person, they were the richest nation in the world, built on bird poop. I'm not kidding. But they squandered it. So now they're in financial trouble. Bottom line is, if you are going to survive, you're going to need fertilizer from somewhere. And so if you have a horse, that's great. If you have chickens, that's great. You can make sure you collect that poop and let it age, and then you can put it in your garden. But I wouldn't use it for I wouldn't put it in the garden unless it sat for a year and started decaying in the sun, and the sun's ultraviolet rays killed the bacteria in it. Then you can put it in your garden, till it in, and it'd be great. If you can't do that, then commercial fertilizer is the way to go, and it's sold in bags. And what you'll find is that it's gotten really expensive. Really, really expensive. And it's sold with numbers on the bag. So there might be a bag that says 10-10-10 or 5-10-5. Or, as Kathy mentioned, 13-13-13-13 or 19-19-19-19 or 17-17-17. And what does that mean? That means of the bag, let's say it were 100 pounds. If it were 13-13, it'd be 13 pounds of nitrogen, 13 pounds of phosphorus, and 13 pounds of potassium. So what does that really mean? Well, it really means that you would have 13 pounds plus 13 pounds plus 13 pounds of actual fertilizer, and the rest is filler. And what's the filler? Well, a lot of times it's the fly ash from coal-burning power plants. If it were 10-10-10, it would be 10 pounds plus 10 pounds plus 10 pounds of NPK, which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So you'd have 30 pounds of fertilizer and 70 pounds of filler. So the higher those three numbers are, the more fertilizer you get. But what's the role? So phosphorus is important in strengthening healthy root systems. Nitrogen helps the development of chlorophyll, which is responsible for the pigmentation, the green of the plant. And that's important. And then potassium supports the photosynthesis, and it helps the plants sustain periods of drought and temperature fluctuations. So you need all three. But actually, you need more than all three. That's the absolute minimum for the plant to survive. You want to have all the other trace elements. So the best choice, in my opinion, would be, for most people, is going to be triple 19, because that's the most fertilizer in the bag. And if you can get tobacco fertilizer, now this is tobacco fertilizer triple 19 with micronutrients, additional elements added to it, that's the best setup, because your plants will probably have 50% or more vigor and growth if you use triple 19 with micronutrients versus just triple 19. The micronutrients do make a difference. So those are some of my thoughts, Kathy. How about yours?
Well, Vince, I agree. I believe, like, if I think for me, if I were to have to use the synthetic, I would probably try to use organic as much as possible. I mean, and if it wasn't working like I wanted it to, then I would probably add a little bit of the synthetic to get them going. Let's say your tomato plants are turning yellow, and organic fertilizers, they're slow release. So you might have to scratch in a little bit of fertilizer around them to get your plants to start growing, or you want them to fruit more. So, you know, I would probably try to stay with organic, but like you said, it's going to be hard. And I don't even know I don't know the availability of them just based on what I talked to the man, at the feed store. Now I have got a good supply in the barn. I really went and tried to stock up last year a couple times when I was in the garden centers at the end of the year. I really found some deals, and I bought all kinds of stuff. I bought worm castings and, as much as I could, especially the organic. I didn't buy a lot of synthetic because they really didn't have that. But going in the future, I would probably try to do as much composting and build up my soil. And my feeling is with the organic fertilizers, I believe that it really does help the soil texture and structure, where the synthetic, I believe like you, Vince, I think it's like a drug. It does really well at first, but I'm not so sure that you can maintain that if all you would ever use is synthetic year after year after year without amending the soil somehow.
So we heat our house with wood glass, literally, and we take limbs that have fallen down from trees. We have trees that are over 100 years old. We have some that are 40, 50 years old. We have some new ones. And just like the last high wind storm that we had this winter, some of the trees lost their limbs. They're down on the ground. And we're going to take the tractor and a trailer and a truck, and we're going to pick up those limbs, cut them up into logs, and stack them and cover them so that they don't get wet. And we're going to let them dry out, and we're going to burn them. Now, the wood ash that's from those tree limbs and trees that have died, will go into our garden. Some of it's biochar, some of it's white ash. And we just take that and buy the bucket, 5-gallon buckets, and we might put 30, 40, 50 of those buckets in the garden at a time, and then we rototill it in. And it really, really works, because that biochar, that those pores in the unburned wood, those black chunks that look like the old-fashioned, not compressed briquettes, charcoal in a bag, that's what it looks like. And there's millions and millions of pores in there for the microbes to get in there and live and thrive and then compose the soil so that the nutrients are available for the plants, like the tomatoes and the peppers and the lettuce and the corn and whatever you might be growing. The bottom line is throwing out ash from a wood fire is crazy because it has a really good purpose. And that is in the garden or making soap by pouring water through it and extracting the lye from the ash. We're going to have to get back to basics. At our farm, we are back to basics. And we're using technology as well. I mean, we have a solar system. I got to tell you, living without electricity today is almost impossible. Most people are going to die without electricity because they don't know what to do. Really. So how long would you be able to survive without your refrigerator and freezer, class? How long? Now, some of you have a separate refrigerator freezer from a chest freezer. So you might have an additional freezer. How long would you be able to survive without a refrigerator? You know, your milk wouldn't last more than a day or so if you could get it. Meat wouldn't last more than a day or so if you could get it. Your leftovers, what would you do with them? It's a big problem, right? So electricity is a really big deal. Everything's going wrong. Everything. Springfield, Missouri was without electricity, part of it, last night. Why? I don't know. We were okay. I mean, we have a solar system, so we were okay. But I'll bet a lot of people are going to be taken by surprise with this storm that we're having because of the ice on the power lines, breaking the power lines. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, one of the things I'm really concerned about is dog food. And the reason is that it's in, I believe it's in short supply. Sam's Club hasn't had any, well, they've got the expensive stuff, but they don't have the, you know, the regular Purina grade. They don't have it in our neck of the woods here. Now, they may have it in some stores, but there's no Purina dog food that's the regular grade of beef for 150 miles. So we bought some, you know, during the beginning of the pandemic, and I can tell you, class, it lasts about 2 years in the bag. If you keep it cool and dry, and the temperature doesn't keep, you know, change, and, you know, if you keep it, let's say, 65 degrees or cooler, and you keep the mice and rats out of it, it'll last a couple of years. And what we do is we bought at the, in the pandemic, even before the pandemic, we bought some 55-gallon drums, and they are food grade. They're used for syrup. So it would come from, it'd be imported to this country from Africa. And the syrup would be decanted and sold on the internet. Well, the 55-gallon drums had little syrup residue in them, and we would pressure wash them out and use them for other purposes. Now, these particular ones had lids with bands that could be removed. They had like a gasket that would let the drums be filled with the syrup, and then the gasket and lid would be put on, the band would be bolted in place with one bolt, and the company that bought the syrup had all these barrels they didn't know what to do with, so they sold them to us for about $13 a piece. Well, now they're probably over $20 a piece. Because people have figured out that it's a good thing to have some of these barrels. You can use them for trash barrels. You can use them for burn barrels. You can put dog food, cat food in them, pasta, and you can put the lid on them, and there's less air exchange. If you don't have the gasket, there'll be some air exchange, but not all that much. So if you keep the temperature constant, there's not a lot of air exchange, and it keeps your products lasting longer. Now, is it as good as a 5-gallon bucket? No. But you can't put a 55-pound bag of dog food in a 5-gallon bucket unless you pour it in there, you know, and take it out of the bag. So why do that? So we just put in, several bags in a 55-gallon drum, put the lid on them, and it's great. I'm concerned that dog food is getting harder and harder to get. Kathy, your comments.
You know, I mentioned yesterday that I do cook for my dog, and I do have half a dozen bags of dog food for her. But one of the things I forgot to mention was even if you can't cook for them per se, you could add like whatever you have in the way of your leftovers. Obviously, you don't want to give them the same amount of a dry kibble, but let's say that you had a little bit of carrots and potatoes left over from a beef roast. You could subtract a little dog kibble and add that. Or you have a little bit of meat that you're really, it's not enough to do a lot with. So you can add that. Sometimes with what I do, if I haven't made her anything, I'll give her like the dog kibble, but if I have like a pot of soup, I'll just put a couple ladles of soup over it. Just, you know, cut up, like if you make extra baked potatoes or sweet potatoes. I mean, she eats everything. She'll eat grapefruit, so there's nothing she won't eat. So I agree. I think if you can buy it ahead and buy a good quality, but there again, think outside the box. You know, maybe you can make some brown rice or a little pasta to kind of stretch it. You can do cut it back a little bit and add a can of green beans or carrots or something, or frozen. So, you know, we may just have to try to learn to stretch that too, Ben.
Okay, so good point, Kathy. So those of you who have bought pasta, regular spaghetti, and found out that it's a great medium for growing bugs, hatching bugs, and that's lately. Spaghetti used to last 5 years. You could put spaghetti in a cool, dark place, without a lot of humidity, kind of like a dry basement, if you will, with a dehumidifier in there, and it keeps 5 years. Well, not so much anymore. It seems like we've improved the spaghetti so that it grows bugs really fast. And so what do you do with that? Well, I think you should consider keeping it and using it to extend your dog food rather than, you know. Actually, you might have to eat it, right, depending on how bad things get. But if things don't get quite that bad, you could kind of shake out the bugs and cook it up and cook up a pound at a time and then, you know, make that part of your dog's extender in your dog's food. Dr. Shuley will buy 10 pounds of chicken wings and he'll throw them in a pot and cook them up and cook them and you know, remove the bones that might hurt the dogs. And then that's part of how he would feed his dogs. You know, along with the dog chow type food. So you can do that too. But right now, Heinz has sent a letter to its customers about price increases. Heinz, Kraft Heinz. And so in March, the prices are going to go up on lots of products, including Oscar Mayer brand cold cuts, hot dogs, sausages, bacon, Velveeta cheese, Maxwell House coffee, and something that you would never buy, Kool-Aid and Capri Sun drinks. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.